Writers have always used their craft to try to understand who we are and why we act the way we do, and often find themselves struggling to understand the opposite sex. Pat Matsueta is a co-editor of Ms. Aligned 2, a collection of works by women writers that adopt the male point of view. She's with us in our studio. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
This is an interesting idea. How'd you folks come up with it?
About 4 years ago, I was on a panel of women writers, and we were speaking to an audience about 100 people.
Uh-huh.
So we were at a conference held annually by a writers' association, and we were appearing on the very first day, a Thursday, that is the first day of the conference, at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So we were one of the first events. And as I looked at people filing in, I saw that, as you know, might be expected, there were many women, but there were also men in the audience. And I felt so warmly towards them, mm-hmm. because they must have had some worry about coming to hear such a presentation. And I assured them we were not going to criticize men, that our goal was to share the writing we had done about men in an effort to reach out to them.
And they were curious.
Yes, they were. And they were also very well-behaved.
Well, I'm refreshing to hear that. But we're curious about each other. And don't you think that writers kind of use, as I said in that intro, kind of use their craft to try to understand the things that they're writing about?
Yes, certainly that's true. Just yesterday, I was thinking about John Gardner. I don't know if you've read him. He was a fiction writer. Unfortunately, he died prematurely. But he was also a literary critic, and he wrote a very important book called On Moral Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
I and many other writers have been influenced by it. And in it, he said that writers write to heal a wound. He says there's a moral wound, which is inherent in the nature of life itself, and writers write to heal that wound. So I think...
Wow. A moral wound.
Yeah.
Almost a sense of original sin, sounds like.
Yes, that's true. I didn't think of it that way. Of course, the first men in the lives of women are fathers.
Right.
And I don't think it's a coincidence that some of the women, or many of the women in the editions of Misaligned, have had absent fathers or fathers who went to war and came back very troubled,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so forth. So, in a sense, that is the wound that we are trying to heal. First, we start with our fathers, trying to communicate with them, and then we try to communicate with husbands, friends, and even the people we work with.
Well, that's our primary source of understanding of the opposite sex. For the boy child, it's our mothers. It's the girl child, it's the father. And we tend to have that experience, whatever conclusions we've reached about the opposite sex in childhood, about the opposite sex parents, they tend to stay with us.
Yes, that's true. There is a woman named Cassandra Rich, who's a black woman in her 40s, and she published an essay in the first edition about the lynching of her great-grandfather.
Wow.
And it's scary to think that lynching still happened in the 20th century.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she talks about the ways in which this lynching affected the family, even her. You know, it became part of the family's legacy.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
Powerful stuff.
Oh, very powerful. In the second edition of the book, she has a wonderful essay called Day of Venus, in which she talks about going to the art museum with her son, and they see a statue of Venus, and she looks at it. She realizes she's not white, she's not beautiful, she's not curvaceous, and so forth. And she realizes that her son, by looking at the statue, is internalizing these ideas of femininity.
And finding that his mother does not is not consistent with the,
yes.
the idea of beauty that we're fed.
That's right.
The Venus de Milo, the
Right,
exactly. The white woman's with the curvaceous, as you said.
So she realizes that part of raising her son will involve the effort of complicating, let's say, his idea of womanhood. That it will become an idea that includes women like her.
Yeah. Well, there's some deprogramming involved because society is not pushing him, the boy child, in that direction.
Oh, exactly. I think that's one of the values of the Misaligned Project.
Yeah.
We've done two books now, and we'll be working on a third. But I'm hoping that people will find it gives a more subtle, a more surprising, a more moving representation of the interactions between males and females, that we affect each other not only in relationships, but also in terms of forming our own identities, our own gender identities.
Which are being more and more seen as fluid, that we don't necessarily have to choose between being a G.I. Joe or being a Barbie, right?
Yes, that's right. I think another value of the series is that, especially in this time when men are being accused of terrible things, the Me Too movement and so mm-hmm. forth, I think it's important to remember that the men who are, so-called bad ones are a minority. And the majority of men are good, and they're willing to sit down and talk with women, listen to what they have to say, and then together, working together, they can modify each other's behavior and produce a better society, better family, better community.
Well, both men and women have been pretty taken aback by the revelations of the last 6 months, haven't they?
Right, yes. In some ways they've been good, and other ways they've been toxic, I think.
Well, it's certainly, it's refreshing to point in the direction of the men we don't hear about, the non-abusive men who, as you said, are the majority. I hope that's true.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it's true. We're all fragile human beings. We have the potential for great good. So hopefully works like Misaligned can help us bring out those parts.
Well, literature has played a role in moving us toward our potential, don't you think?
Oh, yes, certainly. That's one of the main functions of writing, and that's what John Gardner talks about in his book. As he says, we write for the good opinion of good people, and in doing so, we try to become good ourselves.
What's the name of that book again? I want to remember that.
It's a fantastic book on moral fiction.
On moral fiction.
It's been criticized by some people for being kind of rigid, but it's a wonderful book.
Well, it's all part of this project, which we've been talking about, women writing about men. The book is Misaligned 2, and it's poems, short stories, and essays.
Yes, that's right.
Must have been a job of work to gather them together.
Yes, it was quite an ordeal.
But it's an ongoing project?
It is, yes. We're hoping to have events like, talks, readings, and so forth. But the idea is to gather more people into our community.
Well, I wish you luck. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
Pat Matsueta is the co-editor of Misaligned, Women Writing About Men, which came out in 2017. She's also the managing editor of Manoa, a literary journal published twice a year by UH Press.